Hey there, welcome to this Microsoft Virtual Academy module on getting started with Azure Automation. In this module, we'll be going through the process of explaining what Azure Automation is all about, and we'll walk through the process of getting signed up for the Azure Automation feature. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. You can find me online at keithmayer.com. And now let's get started with our module. This module is part of a series of modules on automating the cloud with Azure Automation. In this first module, we'll be looking at getting started with Azure Automation. And then in future modules, we'll walk through the process of connecting to Microsoft Azure from within our Azure Automation account, importing and publishing a Connect Azure runbook, creating and publishing your first runbook, and invoking Azure Automation runbooks. Along the way, we'll also be taking note of additional resources that you can leverage to step through this process on your own. So let's get started with Azure Automation. So Azure Automation is providing process automation to us that runs up within the Microsoft Azure cloud. It's intended to simplify cloud management and automation, and along the way, optimize and extend our existing investments and skills around PowerShell, around Orchestrator, and whatnot by allowing us to integrate existing systems via PowerShell and allowing us to take advantage of existing PowerShell modules that we might be using already, either in our own PowerShell workflows or through System Center Orchestrator or in other areas of automation in our organization. The orchestration that Azure Automation provides is very flexible. It's designed to provide a highly reliable service that scales to the level of automation that we need without us having to necessarily worry about all of the underlying infrastructure components that make automation happen. As a result, the automation that's provided can help us lower costs and improve predictability, because instead of concentrating on the infrastructure required to run automation, we're instead focusing on the automation processes themselves, the pieces that provide additional business value. By automating and standardizing our common processes using automation in Azure, we're also eliminating or at least reducing a lot of the error-prone manual activities that otherwise may happen as we're provisioning and managing cloud workloads. The automation capabilities that Azure Automation provides fall across three general areas. First, runbook authoring with Azure Automation for developing our automated processes is really straightforward and easy. It's all integrated into the common Microsoft Azure Management Portal framework. So you can use a web browser, go out to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal, and begin developing your automated processes without having to invest in additional tools or install anything locally. In addition, as those runbooks run, they are executing through Azure Automation on a very highly available and scalable workflow engine that supports the scale and high availability requirements demanded by enterprise organizations and very large-scale automation flows. In addition, Azure Automation also provides great opportunity for extending and integrating with other third-party systems. Certainly out of the gate, Azure Automation provides support for natively interfacing with the Azure Cloud Fabric for provisioning and managing common cloud resources like virtual machines and virtual networks and storage and whatnot. But because of the extensibility that Azure Automation provides, you can literally plug in any additional PowerShell modules that you might be leveraging to extend Azure Automation to other third-party systems, to change control or configuration management systems you may be using, really anything, any other applications that you can reach via additional PowerShell modules. So it gives a lot of capability and a lot of opportunity to develop very robust end-to-end PowerShell workflows. Now, from a pricing standpoint, the good news is it's really easy to get started with Azure Automation because there's a free tier of Azure Automation that provides the ability to have up to 20 runbooks and up to 500 minutes of job runtime each month. So it's quite a bit for being able to evaluate, build some sample runbooks, and really test the waters with Azure Automation. Once you're ready to graduate to a higher amount of runbook capacity, you can go up to the standard tier. Now, currently, Azure Automation is in preview, and so the standard tier is really free during preview. But once Azure Automation becomes generally available in the coming months, the expectation is that the standard pricing will be $20 per month, and it will include up to 10,000 minutes of runbook execution time each month for up to 100 runbooks. So it's really easy to get started with the free tier and then upgrade to the standard tier when needed over time. So let's walk through the steps together over in our lab of activating the Azure Automation feature and seeing how it plugs in to the Azure Management Portal. Okay, so here we are over in our lab environment, and we're looking at the Microsoft Azure portal. I'm currently logged in with my account that's associated with my Azure subscription. And from the portal initially, when you first sign up for a new Azure subscription, the Azure Automation feature won't automatically be activated, at least not during the preview period that we're currently in. And you can see that if you navigate down to the bottom of the portal and click the New button, under App Services, when we try to provision a new automation account, it tells us that to use this feature, we need to sign up for the preview feature over on our account portal page. So I'm going to close that down, and I'm going to navigate over to the account page. I can do that right from the management portal just by clicking on my login ID in the upper right corner of the management portal and selecting the choice to view my bill. When I do that, that will take me over to signing in to my account portal. So I'll go ahead and sign in with my credentials and click the sign in button. And then from the account portal, what I'll want to do is click on the Preview Features tab. And it'll take a moment for the list of preview features to come up on our screen. And on that list of preview features, you'll see Windows Azure Automation listed right up at the top. And we'll want to apply for that preview feature to activate it by clicking the Try It Now button. After clicking the Try It Now button, we'll be prompted to select the subscription for Microsoft Azure that we wish to associate Azure Automation with. I just have one subscription currently listed here, so I'll select that and click the OK button. And once I've applied to have that feature activated, I'll go into the queue for a short period of time, and the Azure team will walk through on a regular basis, look for people that have applied for that feature, and get it activated for us. So once we've got that activated, we'll be able to, in our next module together, step through using the Microsoft Azure Management Portal to configure our Azure Automation account and begin the process of connecting it for automation purposes over to our Azure subscription. Okay, well, now that you've seen the steps involved in activating the Azure Automation feature for your Azure subscription, it's your turn to try it. Go out to our Microsoft Azure free trial link and activate your own free Microsoft Azure trial subscription. And then, once you've done that, you can step through the process of activating your own Azure Automation feature for your subscription using our Lab Azure Automation step-by-step guide. You can also feel free to explore the Azure Automation Script Center that's managed by our Azure Automation team and the PowerShell scripting community, where you can find great examples of automation runbooks that others within the community are supplying for being able to automate common tasks. It's a great way to jumpstart your skills around PowerShell development for Azure Automation. In addition, be sure to check out our TechNet Evaluation Center, where you can download free product evaluations across all of our IT Pro products, TechNet Virtual Labs, where you can spin up using just a web browser, a virtual lab environment to do a trial run of many of those products, and be sure to come back to Microsoft Virtual Academy for more free online technical classes and for the other modules in this series on automating the cloud with Azure Automation.